They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamonds South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with mybookie. Fellas, I'm holding in my hands right now one of the most gorgeous bottles of whiskey I've ever seen. 5-9 Whiskey from the crew over at Troll Co. They decided to whip up a bourbon that is all about grit and sweat. Meet 5-9. Two oil field guys figured, hey, why not turn our daily grind into something that you can sip on? I mean, who wouldn't want a splash of hard work in their whiskey, right? This stuff is made from 100% Kentucky corn, bringing you those crisp, fresh flavors with a smooth finish. They even took the trip to Owensboro, home of the 10th oldest distillery in Kentucky. They went all in. And what about the name? Well, 5-9 is a nod to those who clock in from 5 a.m. till 9 p.m. Forget that 9-to-5 life. These are the real champions who put in the sweat and the toil. They work hard, and now they're pouring that same energy into their whiskey. So why not grab a bottle? Head over to 59whiskey.com. That's F-I-V-E, 9 spelled out, whiskey.com. And use the promo code ZABECAST20 for 20% off your first order. Tools down, bottoms up, 59 Whiskey from Troll Co. It is mwah, fantastic.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/redcircle.
You announce the pith helmet. And what's the spank? Hold up. Okay, I'll talk to you in a bit. Hi, nice to see you. Can I help you, gentlemen?
Yeah, I'm gonna need black, 42 long, and nothing touches this body but pure silk. And get my partner something from the kids department.
Okay, would your partner like to be wrapped in silk as well? Some people think it's tacky, but I really enjoy it when couples dress alike.
No, this ain't no couple thing, man. We police officers, we work in a very dangerous case and we need some clothes.
Yes, there are a lot of men chasing us.
As well they should be. Listen, you have nothing to worry about, okay? Because I'm gonna turn you two into the belle of the ball.
Thank you.
Absolutely. Let's start with you, shall we? You got the mochaccino face, wonderful skin, and the big broad shoulders, okay? Let's put a dead animal on you. Croc skin, buttercream, buttercream, croc skin, buttercream. What size is the waist? Let's go in.
Hey! Watch his sweetness.
He's got some fire to him.
Honey, cups?
I like that.
Go get the clothes.
Okay, I'm gonna
hurry
up. I'll pull some items.
The great Rush Hour 2, Jackie Chan, along with Chris Tucker and Jeremy Piven as the shop owner. You ready to go? Let's get after it. Here we go. Tuesday, November 12, 2024. Thank you for downloading. It's a solo show today. And man, I got a lot of good shit today. Some good audio as well. I've done some prep as well. I wrote some things out. So let's hope it's good. I got a lot of great feedback from yesterday's podcast, especially the simple shout out to our veterans at the end. When I say it's the least I could do, I'm not kidding. It really is the least I can do. Least any of us can do. So anyhow, another good show here today. Thank you for downloading. Remember, tell a friend, hey, this is a good podcast. You should definitely put it in your rotation. So where do we begin today? Let's begin with a game last night. That Texans-Lions game was a classic. You're drunk. Go to bed. Sadly, I had to go to bed before the game actually ended, but it was the aspiring brick salesman that won the game for the Lions. Their kicker who said, look, I can't even believe I'm here. Blake is his name. I forgot the first last name. Either way, he squeaked it in for the game winner on a weekend in which kickers had a very, very bad weekend for the most part. He talked about how, look, I played soccer in high school. I can't even believe I'm here. He says, I don't deserve any of this. I idolized football players growing up. I just have to pinch myself. I think that's one of the great things about football, is that you have to rely on these little squidnik soccer players. And I say squidnik with all due respect, and of course the utmost of appreciation for what they do, but they're still squidniks. they have to rely on these specialists to win games. And sometimes they do, and sometimes they don't. And the fact, you know, some people like to say, well, you're not even football players. It's ridiculous. Get rid of field goals. I don't want a kicking. It's a man's sport. Well, these kickers are incredible athletes. And anyone who's ever tried to kick a field goal, hell, just look at the young guys on campus that try to do the Pat McAfee field goal challenge. And you're thinking, all right, that guy's young. He looks kind of athletic. How hard can it be? Answer, very hard. It requires a lot of athleticism and a real skill set and years and years and years of kicking a ball hard with accuracy, like soccer or converting to football. So this kid squeaks it in. He's like, what a ride. He was going to be a brick salesman. Thought that his kicking career in football was over, and now he's on the Detroit Lions and got him through last night after trailing 23-7. Five interceptions from one Jared Goff. Just drunk the game was. And then the moment of the game happened with alignment. And this is again why the NFL is supreme. Not just the down-to-the-wire outcomes. Sure, the afternoon window on Sunday sucked. But the 1 o'clock hour was witching hour. It was amazing. And Monday night was amazing. Or Sunday night was amazing. We'll see about tonight's game. I'm recording this right before the Monday night football game. But these games come down to wild endings. And not only do you not know what's going to happen from week to week. Like, are the Texans really going to give the Lions a fight or not? I don't know. We'll just have to see. It's not just unpredictable from week to week. It's unpredictable within the game itself. Comebacks, runs, fluky plays, and in addition to being completely undecipherable and unknowable as what's going to happen, you see shit in football games that you say, welp, never seen that before. There was something a couple weeks ago that I swear to God, I was like, well, never seen that before in football, but now I have. I've already forgotten it because now the latest thing I've seen is the Titus Washington own quarterback strip sack. What was that? Offensive lineman Titus Washington for the Texans, if you missed it, is back trying to keep CJ Stroud from getting sacked. Stroud is surrounded by several bad guys for the Lions, and Titus decides, you know what? Let me take the ball. I got it. It's Titus Washington time. He had a sliver of daylight and dreams the size of Texas. In fact, Titus's gambit at the football turned out to be a near disaster as the ball came free and tumbled another 10 yards backwards before his fellow teammates landed on it to preserve possession. After which the lineman said succinctly, "What the fuck, Titus?" He must have thought, this is my chance. I'm here. The play's blown up. Watch my shit, man. Watch this. I got it. I'll wait to hear his explanation. I've just gotten off a plane. I don't know. I haven't heard what he said, but I'll get to it in due time. What a game. And the uniform sucked. The uniforms of the Texans sucked. The biggest suck that ever sucked a suck. And I'm not anti-Battle Red Alts. The Battle Red Alts the Texans rolled out earlier this year, fantastic. But you got to have the standard logo on the helmet with the Battle Red to make it pop, not whatever alt concept was going on. But red on red, on red socks, and then red No. Too much fucking red. And the numbers being blue, not nearly enough contrast. So even the great Mike Tirico said, look, we're having trouble spotting these numbers and calling the game, even with our spotter and even with binoculars. That's right. Even with big binoc energy, they couldn't quite do it. But yeah, back to the kicking thing. You know, Young Weku, terrible weekend. Cost the Falcons the game, arguably. Jake Moody for the Niners almost cost them the game. But they need kickers because the ability to pop a ball even 35 yards into the air, end over end with accuracy, any kind of accuracy at all, much less 35, 45, 55, 65, is really, really hard. And I like it that it's a little bit random. It's a bit of a crapshoot. You hope you got a guy who can be trusted, but you don't know. That's the price you pay for your drives stalling at some point. That's the incentive to keep pushing on and go for it on fourth downs, is that you just don't know with a kicker. To remove that element of unknowing from a football game would be terrible. It would kill the game. It would kill the essence of it. And I do love it when these kids are like, I can't fucking believe it. I'm on the Lions, and I'm kicking game-winning field goals, and everyone's rushing around me, lifting me up, and Dan Campbell's giving me game balls saying, yeah, way to go, man. He must feel like when you make a kick like that and it just squeaks in, which it did, it must be like a near-death experience combined with the most powerful cocaine on the planet. You must be like, yes! And the ride continues, and the Lions are 8-1. Best team in football? I don't think so. I think there's three teams that everyone's watching, obviously. I think the best team overall when they're on their game is the Ravens. Most explosive, most dangerous. But they've got a history of choking the playoffs. The most resilient team is the Lions because they keep coming, and that's a reflection of their coach. And the luckiest fucking team is the Chiefs, or the team that has sacrificed live goats on stone altars to please the gods and give them the kind of witchcraft they've been winning on. They're the third team. I don't know if there's any other teams anyone is super horny about right now, but we're getting into the interesting complication portion of the NFL season. Now let's talk about the story I should have led with yesterday and today, but hey, the B slot on Tuesday is not bad. Saints interim coach Darren Rizzi wins the podium on Sunday with one of the all-time quotes of the year. I'll just let Coach Rizzi take it from here.
No, man, I'm a pretty open guy, so this is how my day started. I get down here to the stadium, get down here to Superdome. I go in the head coach's locker room, which, you know, I've never used before, right? So here I am early in the morning. I go to the bathroom, and this is how my day started. I clog the toilet. And I'm like, this is going to be a crappy day, pun intended. And so we listen. I'm like, okay, this is not really a great start to the day. Here we go. And so, I'm not really feeling like a head coach of an NFL team right now. So So I'm like, really? This is really how we're going to start my day? So, listen, there was moments during the game. You know, I'm so wrapped up in the in my routine. There was moments today where, like, I'm almost forgetting. I'm just going through my routine, and I'm kind of forgetting that that I'm the head coach a couple times. All true.
Yeah. Next time, get a slappy. Get a quality control assistant to unclog the toilet. That's what they're there for. That's probably where you were at one point. And don't take any shame that you clogged a toilet. Although, clogging a toilet at the Superdome, man, you would think that stadium toilets are reinforced to never clog, right? It's something that happens. I've always said there's only two kinds of men, those who post and everyone else. There's also two kinds of men, and only two kinds of men, those who have shit their pants and goddamn liars. There's a third category of men, which is men who have clogged a toilet and a bunch of fucking liars as well. Because I think we've all done it. Reminds me of the scene, even though it wasn't a clogged toilet, but my favorite toilet scene had to be Austin Powers. Who does number two work for?
Partner, come on, you gotta relax. Don't force it. Gonna blow out your O-ring. Drop a lung.
Tom Arnold into the other stall. Cowboy hat, polo tie. I really wish Mike Myers would make funny movies again.
Who does number two work for?
Oh. That's right, buddy. You show that turd who's boss.
So I thought, okay, in honor of Darren Rizzi clogging the toilet, I'm going to give you my top five coach toilet cloggers currently in the NFL and my bottom five who are least likely to clog a toilet. Let's go bottom five first. Number five, Mike McDaniel. The guy weighs, what, 126 pounds soaking wet? This guy's all Starbucks and cocaine and maybe a late-night slice of pizza at that. He's never clogging anything. Number four, Brian Daboll. He's on that Ozempic now. He ain't eating. He ain't shitting. Number three, bottom five NFL coach cloggers, Kevin O'Connell. This guy looks like he's on a perennial juice cleanse. Just so nice and clean and handsome and polite. Number two on my top five least likely to clog a toilet list, Matt LaFleur of the Packers. This guy looks like he has a veggie wrap with almond milk smoothie for lunch. And the number one guy by far has to be Dave Canales. Dave Canales of the Panthers. First of all, he's too stressed out to eat. But when he does, it's probably an avocado and egg on whole wheat with maybe some lettuce. And that's it. That brings me to the top five coach cloggers. Number five, Dan Campbell. Dan Campbell probably eats a whole pie of Detroit-style deep dish with all the meat toppings and just look out. Man, I'm telling you, this ain't going to be pretty, but I'm going to get it done. Clear out! Number four, Nick Sirianni has to be a toilet clogger. And I bet you his shits are so vile that they smell like a dead body on Broad Street. Imagine all those cheesesteaks at Tony Luke's. With and without. Look out, Nick Sirianni. Number three, Doug Peterson. A disgusting, contemptible asshole who probably doesn't even flush whether he clogs the toilet or not. Peterson declining to explain a play to reporters saying, you wouldn't understand it. Okay, asshole. You understand you're going to get fired, right? Okay, good. Number two, top five coach toilet cloggers, Andy Reid. Let me try it with some of them nuggies. Nuff said, Andy. Imagine him getting that big double-notched belt off in the bathroom at halftime of a super cold weather game like the one last year in the playoffs against the Dolphins. He's got all these layers on. And he's got a big dump coming. He's got the double buckle belt that has all the comms on it that he stands on the side. Oh, good luck. And of course, the number one toilet clogger has to be Mike McCarthy. Big boy Mike. Just sticky, nasty, bowl streaking. Call the plumber because this plunger ain't working. Why is it not just blech? Oh, what, was that too far? And of course, Darren Rizzi. He admits to being a toilet clogger. But then again, that just makes him a guy that I respect because there's only two kinds of men. There's toilet cloggers and then there are liars. Now to Jerry Jones. Speaking of Mike McCarthy, the sun was a factor in their loss. Well, it was a factor in the game, maybe. In their demolition at the hands of the Eagles at Jerry World in mid-November with the low-angled early winter sun coming on in South Texas? Central Texas. Anyway, you cut it. The sun, Jerry World's been open for 15 years, right? At least. Something like that. The sun keeps flying in the sky around our Earth. Wait a minute. We fly around the sun. Excuse me. The sun is where the sun is. At the same place, same time, always. Why is it now just bubbling up? Because the Cowboys suck and they're hurt and Dak's going on IR and the season's a fucking waste and they didn't buy anybody in free agency. Their drafts have been meh at best. And Jerry's an idiot who won't let smart football people run the team because he thinks I can do it better than anyone else. So Cooper Rush tries to hit CeeDee Lamb on a crossing pattern back of the end zone. He's woefully late with the ball, and I think inaccurate. I don't think he would have caught it anyway. But it was right into what I call the eye of Sauron. And all of you Lord of the Rings nerds will know that reference. And then he made a motion, did CeeDee Lamb, like, I couldn't see. Eye of Sauron, I blame it on that. Now, that would not have changed the outcome of the game. Fucking Cooper Rush threw for 45 yards. 45. Zeke Elliott, explain to me the galaxy brain it takes. And I think the answer is probably it goes back to Jerry. Zeke Elliott's getting suspended for missing meetings and being a jackass and just not giving a shit. And they go down the field, Rico Dowdle runs the ball well, and then they take him out and they give the ball to Zeke, who promptly fumbles it into the fucking end zone. Why are you giving this guy end zone carries? Oh, that's right. Because Jared, I think Zeke's got it in him again. I still have some leftover number 21 Zeke Elliott jerseys. Even though I know that, you know, probably, is he still wearing, by the way, 21? I think he changed numbers. Hold on. Zeke. No, he changed numbers. See, this is what happened when you don't do all the research you need to. No, he is back with 21, it looks like, again. Wore 15 with the Patriots. I digress. Jerry is then questioned about the sun. And Jerry was just not having it. Quote, this is from NBC News. The 82-year-old billionaire angrily rebuffed questions about it in an unprompted post-game session with reporters. By the way, we know where the sun's going to be when we flip the coin, so we do know where the damn sun is going to be in our own stadium. Let's just tear the damn stadium down and build another one. Are you kidding me? I'm recreating this because I have not yet heard or seen audio, which baffles me because there should have been tons of reporters around. If it shakes free in the next 24, I'll make sure to play it. Somebody tweeted, imagine the level of clueless, imagine the level of privilege for a billionaire to say with a straight face or to pretend that instead of getting curtains, you should just tear down a $1 billion stadium or $2 billion. I think to rebuild it now, prices and everything, it's $3-4, who knows how much it would cost. Let's just tear it down and build another one. Sensitive much? The response was perhaps taken as a criticism of McCarthy, although Jones says it wasn't. It doesn't matter. McCarthy's getting fired. He says, every team that comes in here has the same issues. I know where the sun is going to be. Every team has the same thing. I'm not saying it's on McCarthy. I'm saying the world knows where the sun is. We get to know almost a year in advance. So someone asked me about the sun. What about the sun? Where's the moon? We're fine, but everyone plays in the sun out here. To which somebody dug up an old office quote or soundbite from when Gabe, the nerdy HR guy from Saber, just lost his shit on Nard Dog as he came back from his goddamn boat.
Shut up about the sun! Shut up about the sun!
A more nuanced tweet about it, I think it's from Mike Fisher, who covers the Cowboys, longtime fixture in the market, said, look, two things. One, Jerry loves the aesthetics of that sun pouring in. And I agree. I love it as well. It's incredible. It's gorgeous. There's a photo of Brady when the Patriots came in at their peak, taking on the Cowboys, wide angle, low field level from the end zone. And Brady's just standing up at the line of scrimmage. I think he's got both arms in the air trying to direct traffic pre-snap. And the sun is just streaming in a huge starburst that illuminates the field and makes the helmets with the metal flake gleam, man. There's a gleam. And it's gorgeous. But I bet it's a fucking problem to look into for a specific amount of time. And they have curtains. They've put them up for WWE. Jerry won't even entertain it. Fisher also said, look, if Jerry were to start putting curtains up, it would be, he has to admit he was wrong about something, which he doesn't do, ever. That's why he bragged, I'm not bringing in a GM. Nobody can do it better than me. Wrong. One of the 43 lab monkeys that escaped last week could do it better than you, probably, or at least as well. So he don't want to admit he's wrong. He likes the aesthetics, and if it affects his team, too bad. That said, let's put on our logical brains for a second. It could fuck up the other team just as much. Depending on how the game is going, a DB might get blinded by the sun. It obviously hurts more the offense because you got to look back at the quarterback and catch passes. But you can also run. It's only in a little part of the stadium as well. I do remember when I was a kid growing up, the hole in Texas Stadium's roof, which was then said by somebody, that's so God can look down and see his team. That used to present all kinds of contrast issues for television cameras when games were played in the broad daylight. So you're watching on TV and everything looks great. And it's like, oh, here's Tony Dorsett running. Oh, he's in the sun now. Jesus Christ. Okay, now he's in the shade. Everything is good. I say don't put up the curtains, Jerry. Don't bow to those who can't appreciate a glorious aesthetic. Quick break. You are listening to the Zabecast.
They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a five-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC Diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat: lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all inclusive, for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to MervisDiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872 and tell him I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, Bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie. The World Series, Super Bowl, the Olympics. The world's top athletes get to play in these top-level sporting events thanks to one thing, teamwork. And teamwork can also protect your financial legacy and your family's future. SelectQuote licensed insurance agents are the perfect teammates when shopping for customized, affordable life insurance. They can find you the right policy to keep your financial legacy safely in your family's end zone. Other life insurance brokers offer impersonal, one-size-fits-all policies that may cost you more and cover you less, while SelectQuote's licensed insurance agents work for you to tailor a life insurance policy for your individual needs in as little as 15 minutes. Head to SelectQuote.com and a licensed insurance agent will call you right away with the right policy for your life and your budget. Get the right life insurance for you for less at selectquote.com/Zabe. Go to selectquote.com/Zabe today to get started. That's selectquote.com/Zabe. Hiring with Indeed, your search is over. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Indeed's matching engine leverages over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, constantly learning from your preferences. The more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Zabe. Just go to Indeed.com/Zabe right now and support our show, saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/Zabe. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Shopify is a global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. And sell more with less effort thanks to the Shopify magic, your AI-powered all-star. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/redcircle, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/redcircle now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/redcircle.
We're back. I've got a suite of air travel-related stories, and let's start with the Auburn team plane being diverted back to the airport due to a fight amongst teammates, or horseplay, depending on who you believe. The pilot was worried enough that he requested this via air traffic control. The private plane they were flying was one of very small private jets or a charter jet that just had one row of seats on each side of the aisle, probably a 25-30 seater, which would be a good size for a basketball team, even though they're long and probably have their legs sticking out in the aisle, but you can't be horsing around. You can't have ripped shirts and fighting each other. Not in the middle of the flight. That's a risk. Pilots are going to do what pilots are going to do. Here was the ATC recording of the pilot.
Quality 60, I understand you don't want to go to Montgomery anymore. You want to go to Auburn?
Yes, sir. That's correct.
Quality 681, Roger. Flight heading 100, climb and maintain 5,000. Stand by.
Okay, 100 on 5,000, Quality 681.
Quality 681, see a reason for the change.
Well, that's where they came out of, and the fight is being contained. We've talked to the coach, and then there's a nurse on board. We've talked to them.
Jesus.
So that's where the captain wants to go. Yes, sir. Is there any way you could coordinate with Auburn to have a sheriff or police there?
2061, affirmative.
Thank you, sir. 681.
Yeah. It's a fucking embarrassment is what it is. And this is collegiate athletics now. And all I can say is thank God these kids are getting paid now, because God forbid they wouldn't get paid. It's just a pro sports league. And this fight, I think, knocks out of the top spot awkward I can't believe you as teammates are fighting right now stories. It knocks out of the top spot the legendary Lenny Dykstra, Keith Hernandez training day photo fight for the Mets in Port St. Lucie, Florida. All right, guys, line up for the team photo. Wait, what? Why are they fighting? Season hasn't even begun yet. Fighting? Really? That's airplane story number one. Airplane story number two is Spirit Airlines. Nobody's first, second, third, or 15th choice to fly, but if you're really strapped for cash and gotta get somewhere, I guess Spirit can get you there. But don't take Spirit Airlines to Haiti. Yeah. The FAA announced that all flights into Haiti have been grounded for the time being because a Spirit Airlines flight was shot while attempting to land in Port-au-Prince. Chaos broke out as the plane was struck by gunfire. Several bullets pierced the cabin. A flight attendant was injured. Not killed, though. Thank God for that. The plane diverted, made a safe landing in nearby Santiago in the Dominican Republic. That's right. Same island, just on the other side of the big line that divides Haiti from the Dominican. Just like I told you about the Haitians and the Dominicans, don't get along. Said the Dominican, safe. Haiti, dare I say it, shithole. Dangerous place. Gangs, warlords. The incident went down just hours before Haiti's new prime minister, Alix Didier Fiami, was about to be sworn in after kicking out ex-prime minister Gary Conil. Talk about not taking the election well. Look at Haiti. And then there's this from the Lions game. As the game-winning field goal from Jake Bates, that's the kid's name, Jake Bates, was about to take place, the airline attendant got on the PA intercom that, of course, interrupts the audio and puts a graphic over the actual video you're watching on the seatback televisions on certain flights, on certain airlines, on certain aircraft models. Here's how it sounded when people, this was a plane full of Lions fans as well, that were hanging on the outcome.
It's been our absolute pleasure to have you on board tonight.
No!
So, congratulations.
No!
My apologies. I was given this information. No! No!
You're like, no, no, no. Here's the kick.
Yes!
It's up.
Oh, no!
There you go. Very, very funny. Let's end on this. I don't know if you're aware of this, but the election is not over. Not in Arizona, not in California either. That's right. They're still counting votes. Raise your hand if you're an American who pays taxes, who wants to have nice things, is part of this United States of America, in which all of our states benefit mutually from buying into the procedures and systems and organization of how our country is run. You know, things like an army to keep other countries from invading certain states. Yeah, we're sick of it, California and Arizona. Count the fucking votes. Or, I say, take a zero. I'm not kidding. I want a new law that says any state, they're going to give them 5 hours from 7 p.m. close of polls, local time, till midnight, local time. 5 hours. Florida got it done in two. They could have recounted their votes just for fun. They have the formula. They have the recipe. Copy it, assholes, and do it. Otherwise, guess what? Count the votes, 5 hours, midnight, that's it, or take a zero. That's right. No senators, no congressmen or women for the next 4 years, till the next cycle. That's it. They're out. No representation. Oh, but that's unfair. You're disenfranchised. No. This is what it's going to take to put this shit to an end. Because right now, Arizona's like at 93%, and the Senate seat between Gallego and Lake is very close, about 70,000 seats separating, 70,000 votes separating the two of them on 1.5 million votes counted. The reason you can't have this go on forever, aside from just the logistical bullshit of it, is that it doesn't inspire confidence. Any candidate that rallies from votes that are a week late will never be seen as legitimate. No. Really only happens with Democrats rallying from behind. I can't remember the last time a Republican had this huge surge of, oh, we found some more ballots. This is what will tear the country apart if this does not get fixed. So I'm not kidding. No fucking senators, no congressmen for 4 years till the next election cycle. I want there to be a professor that is the hardest ass professor going, I don't dock you for a late paper. It's a zero. This is the deadline. Either it's in or it's a fucking zero. No vote totals, no senators. No vote totals, no congressmen. No extensions, no exceptions. No, the dog ate my ballots. Fuck you, fuck you. You're cool, fuck you. Count them, assholes. I want it to be like when Mikey told Stan and the Deer Hunter, no boots.
All right, you guys, whoever took my boots, I want them back.
I got a boot for you, Stan. Yeah. Right up your ass.
Hey, Mike, let me borrow your spares.
Come
huh?
on, give me another Stan? Week. We'll count the
no,
votes.
No, Stan.
No?
No.
What do you mean, no?
Just what I said, no.
No.
No means no.
Some fucking friend. You're some fucking friend, you know that?
You gotta learn, Stanley. Every time you come up here, you got
gotta
your
goddamn learn, Arizona.
Head up your ass.
Maybe he likes the view from up there, huh?
Gotta learn, California. Oh, we would laugh our asses
every time
off.
He comes up, he's got no knife, he's got no jacket, he's got no pants, he's got no boots.
Got no ballots.
Oh, he's got that stupid gun he carries around like John Wayne.
For all the mail-ins.
That ain't gonna help you.
Oh, what the hell, Mike? Give him the boots.
Come on, let Arizona.
No way, I ain't giving him no boots. No more. No more.
I'm done with it. We're all done with it.
You're a fucking bastard. You know that? Huh?
Stanley, see this? This is this.
This is this.
Yeah. This is this.
Holding up.
From now on, you're on your own.
Yeah, from now on, you're on your own, fucking Arizona and California. Holding up the bullet. This is this. I don't know what that means, but there you go. Oh, come on, Zay. That's ridiculous. You don't have to be that strict. I mean, trust us. We want to get it right. It may take a little extra time. No, I'm not kidding. Fuck you. You want soup? Count your votes. Or no soup for you.
$2, but everyone in front of me got free bread.
You want bread?
Yes, please.
$3!
What?
No soup for you.
Yeah. No soup, no senators. Oh, California, like your two senators and 52 seats in the House of Representatives. They'll be gone like Willy Wonka reading the fine print.
We didn't say they rose, did we, Charlie?
Wrong, sir. Wrong. Under Section 37B of the contract signed by him, it states quite clearly that all offers shall become null and void if, and you can read it for yourself in this photostatic copy, I, the undersigned, shall forfeit all rights, privileges, and licenses herein and herein contained, etc., etc., fax mentis incendium gloria culpum, etc., etc., memo bis punitor delicatum. It's all there, black and white, clear as crystal. You stole fizzy lifting drinks. You bumped into the ceiling, which now has to be washed and sterilized, so you get nothing.
Nothing.
You lose.
Good
day, sir.
California. And you, Arizona. Fucked it up last time. Didn't fix it this time. Oh, you're almost done. 93%. A week later? Too bad. Mark it fucking zero. Like Walter Sobchak to Smokey in The Big Lebowski.
Over the line!
Huh?
I'm sorry, Smokey. You were over the line. That's a foul.
Bullshit. Mark it eight, dude.
Excuse me. Market zero. Next
market
frame.
Zero.
Bullshit, Walter. Market eight, dude.
Smokey, this is not nom. This is bowling. There are rules.
Hey, Walter, come on. It's just, hey, man, it's Smokey. So his toe slipped over a little, you know? It's
all
just
right.
a game,
so it's a weak
man.
This
It'll
is a league
fine.
Game. This determines who enters the next round robin. Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't.
Am I wrong?
Yeah, but I wasn't over.
No, you're not wrong.
Give me the marker,
we're not
dude.
Wrong.
I'm marking an eight.
Smokey, my friend, You're entering a world of pain.
World of pain, Arizona.
Mark that
California.
Frame of you're entering a world of pain.
World of fucking pain.
I'm not.
A world of pain.
Look, dude, this is your partner.
Is the whole world gone crazy? Am I the only one around here who gives a shit about the rules? Mark
nope.
And Zero.
They're
Mark
calling the
Zero.
Cops, man. Put the piece away.
Mark and Zero.
Walter, put the piece away.
Walter?
You think I'm fucking around here, Mark and Zero?
All right, it's fucking Zero. Are you happy, you crazy fuck?
It's a league game, Smoke.
Yeah. Goddamn right. It's a federal election. You know, you want to take a week to vote your dog catcher election, sheriff, mayor, constable, school board, water district appointees. Fucking knock yourself out. Take as long as you want. This is a league game. This is federal elections for the United States Senate and House of Representatives and the goddamn White House. Pardon my French. We're not putting up with your bullshit anymore. Mark it zero or you're in for a world of pain. That is a wrap for me today. Thank you so much for listening. If you'd like to subscribe for an extra day of me on Fridays with the OGs, Scott and Solly, just go to zabe.com/premium. It helps support my efforts here, and I really appreciate it. A lot of you guys have subscribed, and it means the world to me, and it's $5 a month. Throw it in there. Come on now. Thanks for listening. Have a great Tuesday, and we will see you tomorrow. They say to fully enjoy life, you should collect experiences, not things. Physical things you buy become outdated. They lose their appeal. But an experience lasts forever and grows over the years. That's why I want you to know about the Mervis Diamond South Africa Safari coming this March 2025. Enjoy a 5-star luxury adventure with native South African and longtime fixture on the DC Diamond scene, Ronnie Mervis himself, leading the group. I've been on the trip twice, and it is spectacular. You'll fly to Cape Town, see the legendary Table Mountain, visit wine country and the spectacular coast. Then it's off to the Kapama Game Reserve to see the Big Five in their natural habitat. Lion, elephant, Cape buffalo, leopard, and rhino. Finally, a tour of the Cullinan Diamond Mine in Johannesburg to see where the sparkly magic comes from. All told, 11 luxury days on the ground, all-inclusive for just $6,300 a person. This is it, people. The banger safari trip of a lifetime. I've been twice with Ronnie. You will not be disappointed. I guarantee it. Book now. Space is limited, and it's filling up quick. For more information, go to mervisdiamond.com/safari or call travel consultant John Almeida at 888-722-4872. And tell them I sent you. Remember, life is short. Collect memories, not things. As the leaves turn and the air gets crisp, it is time for some serious action. Bet on Lord Football, from heart-pounding college rivalries to the bone-crushing NFL matchups. But that's not all. The ice is getting cold and the courts are heating up. Get in on the NHL face-off and NBA tip-offs as both leagues kick off their seasons. And if you want to get really nuts, bet on the election. Won't that be fun? If you've been waiting for the right time to get in, the time is now. Make your winning move today. Sign up at mybookie.ag. Use promo code ZABE, Charlie, Zulu, Alpha, Bravo, Echo to be eligible for all promotions. Once again, promo code ZABE to get in on the sweet action. Bet anything, anytime, anywhere with MyBookie.